SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Harris called her rival to offer congratulations on his successful re-election bid. A senior Harris aide said the vice president discussed the importance of a peaceful transfer of power and being a president for all Americans. A spokesman for the Trump campaign said that in the phone call, the former and future president acknowledged Harris's strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
How did Trump and the Republicans win? The Kaiser Family Foundation's director of survey methodology, Ashley Kurzinger, says the AP VoteCast survey shows the economy was a top priority for many Americans.
About 4 in 10 voters said the economy and jobs was the most important issue facing this country. And Donald Trump had an 8-point advantage on this issue over Vice President Harris. Many voters reported being very worried about their personal economic situation. Large majorities of voters said they were concerned about being able to afford gas, groceries, the cost of housing, and the cost of health care.
California is being lashed by powerful winds that fed a fast-moving wildfire that destroyed homes and forced hundreds of residents to flee in Ventura County. The mountain fire prompted evacuation orders from multiple communities. The erratic winds grounded fixed-wing aircraft because of dangerous conditions caused by gusts topping 61 miles an hour. Meanwhile, another fire burned near multi-million-dollar properties along Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,508 points. This is SRN News. More chaos for one women's volleyball team.
San Jose State squad has been making headlines all season because of a man who is playing on the team. Several other schools have forfeited games against San Jose State, and now an assistant coach with the team has been suspended after filing a Title IX complaint against the man. A growing chorus of women's voices are being raised against the practice of letting males compete against females, warning that this practice will soon kill women's sports entirely. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Airlines will extend its ban on flights to Israel until September of next year, and experts say other major U.S. carriers will probably follow suit. The decision stems from security concerns surrounding the ongoing war in Gaza, but it likely will hurt the Israeli economy. Tourism is an important income stream for the Jewish states, and if big U.S. airlines won't fly there, a lot of Americans will have to put off trips. This is SRN News. On Ukraine's front and in Kyiv, hope and pragmatism compete when it comes to Donald Trump being elected U.S. president. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Soldiers in a Ukrainian artillery battery on the front lines of the country's east were only vaguely aware of American election results, pointing to Donald Trump's victory, but firm in their hopes for the next president of the U.S. A 39-year-old commander, who goes by the name Mozart, said in the hours before Trump's win was confirmed, "I hope that the quantity of weapons, the quantity of guns for our victory will increase." Though Trump's election victory throws into doubt American support for Ukraine and ultimately whether Kyiv can beat back Russia's invasion, I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Rafael made landfall in Cuba as a powerful Category 3 hurricane. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.